Time for another La Caparal Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellenworth. Rick's in the studio with us. And Rick, do you have a nice Thanksgiving?
We really did have a nice Thanksgiving. My whole family was able to be together. And so we had a couple days that, and it was beautiful weather. So we had a couple days to be together that I used to take for granted. Now I'm thankful for each time we do it.
You got your adult children are all over the, scattered all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, we got one down in the Dallas area, one in Des Moines, and the other is in the Twin Cities with her husband. So
that's good when you all can get together.
It is. It really is good. And I really look forward to it.
Yeah. Favorite part of the turkey meal? I've been asking everybody this. Your favorite part of the turkey dinner?
Well, I love turkey, and I love dark meat turkey and mashed potatoes and the dressing. And then afterwards, I would eat the whole blueberry pie if they let me. But no, we had a really nice time.
Good.
How about you? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we had a good time. Blueberry pie is my favorite, too, by the way. But I like the stuffing with gravy on it.
Okay.
And the white turkey. So yeah. I go with that. So it was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got Thanksgiving behind us now, looking towards the holidays here. And I know out at La Caparal Valley, pretty busy with holiday stuff going on, concerts coming up and stuff like that.
A lot of stuff going on. They just had the musical, and we got done with the fall sports. And now we're, as you know, a big part of your life, too. We're in the middle of winter sports season, so there's all kinds of activity going on.
All right, the school board met the other night, and what can you tell us about that, Rick?
Yeah, we had a meeting before the meeting, and this is kind of a cool thing that they do in La Caparal. Our high school principal, Scott Swatsky, arranges for about 20 high school kids to meet directly with the school board, and there's no interference by administration or anything. There's just a really good opportunity for some sharing to find out how it's going. And last night, the school board members were there, and the kids had an opportunity to talk about, you know, their life in school and what they like about it, what they want to change.
Okay.
But it's really healthy exchange, and I'm proud of the way our kids represent ourselves. It was a nice group.
And that's a good listening session, then.
Absolutely. Okay. And that occurred from 5:30 to about 6:30, and then we also had Maureen Heineke is in charge of the World's Best Workforce work, which is a district advisory committee.
Okay.
And she and her group met from 5:45 till about 6:30. So the board had an extra long night last night, and then our regular meeting started at 7.
Okay. Well, what was on the agenda for the regular meeting then?
Well, we had a really good meeting. It wasn't that long, but there were some good things that happened. It starts off on a real positive note with some student council members from the high school. Last night it was Taylin Kranz, Raya Borsted, and Ingrid Redeping, and they shared with the board what's going on with the student council in the high school program, and they talked about some character training that they're trying to be part of. They talked about making some goodies for teachers during American Education Week. They also did some nice things during the Veterans Day program. And then they talked about in the future, they're working on everybody bringing Kleenex boxes, I guess, to school, which will be shared with people that need them in some kind of a giveaway. So the kids did a really good job, and I know the board really appreciates that.
Good.
Then we went into some financial stuff. Brenda Domeyer, our finance director, gave a report on the budget. And essentially, Paul, we're running a balanced budget this year. All of our fund balance goals are already in place. We've budgeted for negotiations. We're done with negotiations with our non-certified staff. And we've started negotiations with the teachers group. So we hope to get that done fairly soon. But there is no surprises. Our fund balances are where they're supposed to be. We're absolutely running a balanced budget this year. And Brenda always does a really nice job of making that report. Also last night, though, she talked about the Truth in Taxation is a meeting that we are supposed to have with the public, which we did. It's a chance for the public to give input if they want. And, of course, everybody's getting their tax statements now, so they're able to see a combination of things, not only school stuff, but city and county.
Right.
And We're very appreciative of the referendum that was just approved since we talked last. Yeah. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, she went through all the tax information and gave people a chance to share with the board their opinions if they had one on what was going on there. Then also, since the referendum has passed, we mm-hmm. brought Wold Architects into the meeting. Yep. And a guy named Paul Apolowski, who is the lead architect and engineer for this process or this project from Wold, was in attendance, and he laid out for the school board how the project should go going forward in terms of planning.
Oh, okay.
Wold has done a really good job with the school district on this other project, the HVAC project mm-hmm. that we approved this winter. And so we talked about the timeline for moving forward. We're hoping to start getting information during the month of December and January. And we'll be involving all of our teachers that use these various facilities, say the music people and the drama people in the theater. Yep. And the same thing with the outdoor facilities. The ag area, we'll get a lot of input on. And they'll be talking directly to the architects. And there'll be a series of two or three meetings. Zach Stelter, our community ed director and mm-hmm. activity director, is going to be a liaison, bringing the architects and our staff together to get that kind of input. Mm-hmm. There'll be an opportunity for the board to be involved in that, and there might be some community people that get invited if, say, they were part of a music group or something, and mm-hmm. they know about acoustics or about sound or lighting.
Basically what the needs are?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the needs are and identifying what is it that we'd like to have that we can use the $6.5 million that was approved for. One of the questions that I commonly get is, well, what if some project costs more than what you think it is? We're living with $6.5 million. We're very happy to have that. That's what we asked for. The architects are very confident we'll be able to do a good job with this, with all of these projects, with that money. And so it's about earning the trust and credibility that we've been given mm-hmm. and making sure we pull this project off in a way that there are no surprises that right. we can't handle.
Okay, good.
Nothing ever goes exactly nope. like you want it to, but we can plan for a lot of it. Yep. So that was a very positive part of our meeting.
Good.
And then the other big thing that we talked about last night was Maureen Heineke is our director of teaching and learning. She was formerly a principal in Appleton, but she's done a really great job of putting together what we call the world's best workforce plan, and all schools have to do it. And she also works on what's called an achievement and integration plan. Hmm. But before the board meeting last night, she had a group of community members that had gathered to get some feedback from them on what we've been doing and hear how they think we should approach some topics. And so I want to commend Maureen for the work she's done, but the board ended up approving that plan and program last night. One other thing I want to make special comment on is we always have a resolution accepting gifts and donations and grants that come into the school district. And last night, again, there were several hundred dollars that were given to us, some from the Appleton VFW, from Firm Holtz Crop Insurance, from Luke and Missy Oy, from Matt Borman, from the Greater Association of FFA, and then the Minnesota Education Facilities Management Professionals. So every month we go through a little list.
I like that. Yep.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how appreciative the whole school district is about the kindness and the generosity that we get to read through every month. We make good use of those dollars. And then beyond that, we did approve a snow bid removal for the winter. Yeah, well, they tell me it might snow. And that was approved. It was a bid from Dylan and Dallas Crowett for doing our snow removal at the Madison Elementary School this winter.
At the Madison one, okay. Yep.
Last month we approved one at the Appleton site, okay. And then school district staff does it on at the high school building. And then beyond that, there were a couple resolutions that don't mean anything to hardly anybody, but legally we have to do them to make sure that we reestablish voting and combine voting polling places mm-hmm. for going into the future. We do have a couple special board meetings set up. As you know, when I came on board, I came on as an interim, and that's turned into a three-year stint. But they're telling me it's time to wrap that up, and so the board has asked that we enter into an arrangement with the Minnesota School Board Association to help us do a superintendent search.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about that. I've really enjoyed my time in the district. I've loved the part about referendums, you know, is you get to meet quite a few community members or leaders and so on. And I really enjoyed that. And we're so appreciative of the support the communities gave. But I think it also sets a really strong message for recruiting a quality leader to come in and be here for hopefully many more than 3 years.
Right.
So I'm glad the board has asked me to assist with that, but we're going to start that process. And I would say we'll get organized for it by mid-December, and then we'll get the job posted. And by mid to late January, I'm hoping the board goes through its process and we get somebody hired to start, you know, on July 1.
Okay.
Because they will probably be under contract someplace and they'll have to finish up their responsibilities.
Right.
Hopefully that's how
it's going to work. Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been here 3 years.
This is two and a half. It's on around Christmas. It'll be exactly two and a half.
Goes
already.
Fast, doesn't it?
It sure does, Paul. But you know, when I was done in Redwood Falls, I wasn't sure, and I'm sure glad that it worked out for me to help out in this district, because I very much enjoyed the board, the communities, the kids. We got great kids. We got great staff. And you know, when you got 150 people in a employment or personnel department, there's always
something going on.
I'm very impressed with how hard people work and how much they care.
Yep.
And when you're in an environment like that, it's fun to go to work every day.
Go to work, yep. You do a great job, Rick.
Yeah.
Great job.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all you guys' support here. I appreciate what you do for us with kids and sports and all that, but especially when I started here, I came to you, and you were very open to the idea of doing a report, because we don't get a lot of people to come to the board meeting.
Right.
So hopefully we expand by letting people know what's going on.
Yep. And being transparent that
way. Yep. And that's a big thing with our school board. They want the public to know, and so they encourage me at every chance that I have to make sure we're very transparent and get this information out one way or another.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah.
Anything else on board meeting, or but that about wrapped it up?
Nope, that pretty much does it. Board will also have so I started to say that there's a special meeting that we're going to have on December 6th to meet with MSBA to start the superintendent search process.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then following that, on January 4th, the board has to have a board meeting to organize, elect officers and that sort of thing for the next year. So that was also established last night. But otherwise, we keep on keeping on, right?
All right. At least there's no snow on the ground yet.
No. Superintendent's dream so far.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You call the shots when you have bad weather, blizzards and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were pretty busy last year, weren't you?
You know what? I don't remember a year where I was much busier than last year.
Yeah.
It was a lot of early mornings. And
it was brutal.
Yeah. The good news is some of these storms blanketed the whole district, and our district is so big that sometimes it's bad weather in one part of it, and the other part, have school, but we got it. We're doing it as a whole entity. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Rick Ellingworth, the superintendent at Lac La Parle Valley, and that's another Lac La Parle Valley school update.